Good morning, America, and welcome to another segment of Books 101. I'm Jennifer Wittig, and I'm joined by the famous author, Irene Hannon.
Jennifer, it's a pleasure being here today.
We're glad to have you. So the main reason you're here is so that we can find out about your latest book, Spotlight on Love.
Thanks again, and I'm so glad that you've asked me about my latest book. It's a real hopeless romantic love story.
Oh, now you know you're going to have to tell us more.
Well, first off, I've geared my story towards people who have loved to read romantic stories. The setting takes place in Hawaii, which in turn makes the story that much more romantic, and I've kind of themed my book around the true love.
Sounds like a great story.
Yes, you can say that. During the story, you meet Kendall Williams. She's a young woman who's very passionate about the theater. She's moving to Hawaii to direct a local play. Kendall's still single and hopes to find love someday. On the other hand, you have Nathan Reed. He's a young man who's lost loved ones in his past and isn't bad-looking himself.
Looks like these two could be a match made in heaven.
You wouldn't guess that in the beginning of the story. Kendall thought she'd fallen in love with Nathan at first sight. Nathan really wasn't letting his feelings show that easily. As weeks went by, Kendall kept hoping that Nathan would somehow ask her out, and finally that day came. Nathan asked Kendall to go to a local party with him. Kendall was so thrilled about the idea, though.
You really seem to know how to pull an audience in.
That was the main point of this book. I really wanted to get the reader's attention by all of this conflict between the two.
So, do they end up hooking up at the party?
Well, hooking up isn't the right word. It's used so in so many different ways here lately. But yeah, you could say that. Nathan introduces Kendall to all the local people and the local food. As the night progresses on, Nathan asks Kendall to take a walk on the beach. I mean, how much more romantic? That much more romantic than that. So, they go on the walk on the beach, and after they get back to the house, the party seems to be over, so Nathan takes Kendall home.
You mean to tell me that nothing happened? Not even a single kiss?
Well, Jennifer, you know if I told you that would ruin it, and you wouldn't go out and buy my new book, so what's the purpose of telling someone? But anyways, as the weeks went by, Kendall and Nathan were inseparable. He took her on many dates. He took her to a private beach. I mean, seriously, my boyfriend doesn't even do that with me. But that all changed one night.
Irene, it sounds as if you have really tried to connect with your audience. But I'll quit asking questions so you can tell me more about this excellent book.
Well, as I was saying, one night Kendall caught a ride home with one of the local cast members. His name was John, and they weren't doing anything, just talking. But Nathan was standing there, and when Kendall got out of the car, Nathan started accusing her of cheating on him and not loving him. It ended up the two said some regretful things, and the relationship went sour. So, weeks went by, and Kendall was getting ready for her show that she'd been directing, and a cast member got sick with strep throat. She ended up having to take the lead role, plus direct this. So, after the play was over, she was kind of devastated that Nathan wasn't there. But to her surprise, Nathan came in the dressing room after the show and asked her to marry him.
That sounds like an amazing book, and I can't wait to read it myself. And I would really like to thank you for coming here, because I have had a blast and have enjoyed talking to you about your new book, Spotlight on Love.
Well, I'd like to thank you again, and it's been my pleasure. So anytime you need the latest groove on a new book, just call me up, no problem.
Thanks again so very, very much.